When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the reaction, and where were you when you heard you got drafted?
I was like in the family cottage house back home, watching with the whole family. Yeah, it was like wonderful feeling, like there with the family. Yeah, amazing for the Hungarian country also, like getting drafted like fourth in the history. Yeah. Amazing.
Is the house is this in Hungary you found?
Yeah, Hungary, yeah.
Did you know the Sabres had an interest in you? Like, what did you know about the Sabres prior to this, I guess?
Yeah, I was talking with the European scout from Sabres. They said I have, like, a good two-way game. That's all I knew before the draft.
What is hockey like in Budapest? I know it's on the way up. I know you've been a little bit more involved internationally, but what was it like for you growing up and getting into hockey?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was right away with hockey. Like, my family is full of hockey players, like my grandpa and my father also. But it's not common in Hungary. We have more like a football country. But it's developing, and a lot of guys working on that, and national team a lot developing. We are staying in the A pool now, like 2 years, so it's better opportunity, but you have to go to Finland or Canada or somewhere like better countries to develop, like at like 14 or 15.
What was it like to leave home a few years ago and go, I guess, to Finland? What was that like for you, that experience?
It was really good. Finland is like a really nice country, and I always knew I have to move from Hungary to be a good player. So it was quite hard. I had to like cook for myself and those things, but I got used to it.
How would you describe yourself as a hockey player?
Yeah, I'm a really competitive. That's my biggest strength, and always working hard. In the games and practices, and playing a two-way game, a lot of defending also as a center. So, yeah.
You're the fourth player from Hungary to be drafted. Have the other guys reached out at all, any of them?
Yeah, I was like, all of them said, like, congrats, and nice to have you in our group there, and they hope I will be the first to play.
What was it like to play in the World Championships?
It's amazing feeling with the big stars there and playing against Celebrini, Barkov, and those big players. So, and I I was doing it two times before my draft, so it's amazing.
What did that teach you about yourself? I guess that whole experience of playing against men.
Yeah, it teaches a lot, like how competitive, physical you have to be to get this level, and biggest thing, they were motivating me, like what level I need to reach in the next couple of years.
How did you do against them? What was it like, what was it like to play against them? Did you hold your own against them? Did you do well against them?
Oh, yeah, first, like, I was a little bit shocked, but periods passed, and I was better and better, and I could develop a lot, and just, like, maybe in skills they are a lot better, but I can be more competitive, and with the young spirit.
So you find out you're drafted Saturday. What did you hop on a plane right away? Like what happened right after that? So you got here, I guess.
Yeah, like I got a call. I have to come like tomorrow morning, and I think it was like 9-10 o'clock in the evening, like when the draft was my pick. So I had to go to the airport like next morning, like 7, and ride away to Toronto from there.
How much did you watch the NHL growing up?
Like, really much. Of course, it's hard to watch the live games, but I tried to watch some, like, full game, but mostly, like, after school, I got home. Like, during, like, lunch, I was watching all the time the highlights from every game.
Who were some of your favorite players?
Like, I had a lot of favorite players, Crosby, McDavid, and Barkov also, so a lot. And that one, like, I was watching them, like, what can I improve from their game?
Did you get starstruck playing against them at World Championships at all, or is it just kind of like, all right, let's go?
Like, of course, like, before I was not thinking, like, who is coming, like, against me. I was just like, I go same, like, 100% against everybody, and let's see how it will go. But after, it's like, when you're looking back, it's amazing, like, playing against them.
Are you going to keep playing in Finland next year?
Right now, it's probably I will go to the OHL.
Who's got your rights in the OHL?
Sue Greyhounds.
When you were in Finland, were you living on your own, or were you living with teammates or a family when you were there?
First 2 years, I was living with my teammates. Like, we were alone, and like this year, I was living like full alone. Yeah.
What did you learn from living with teammates and then having to live on your own and be hockey player?
Of course, I think first year it's better to live with somebody, like it's always a help there, and you are not bored, but otherwise it's a pretty much mess if you are like living with three boys, so yeah, like it was time to move, and I learned a lot from taking care of my own.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.